Lifting Up, which I had the pleasure of running for a number of years. And that was a collaborative project of civil society looking at social justice advocacy function of that sector. And I think there are similarities between what the advocacy initiative was trying to do and what Benefax is hoping to achieve. Both were about enabling our sector to respond to some of the challenges that it faces. Both have contributed to the potential for us to reimagine that work and to evolve it as we move forward. And I think both sought and do seek to enhance the understanding of the sector and its work more generally. The advocacy initiative was actually one of the very last beneficiaries of INCEX, which was the predecessor to this project. We used that database to do a sample survey of the entire sector about their social justice advocacy work, and we learned a huge amount about the variety and types of organisations doing that work, and it simply wouldn't have been possible to do that without the INCEX database, and I think that speaks to the potential of a project like this. I know that some of us in the sector have been looking at this and we've been wondering about it, and there are concerns out there about how this data might be used and what it all means. And I think that resonates a little bit with the experience I had when we were working on the advocacy initiative, because that wasn't universally welcomed either. And it's quite understandable, actually, because it's very difficult to have an open and frank conversation about something that is sometimes perceived to be controversial. And I think despite very broad public support, at times within the sector, we do operate within an environment that can be a bit hostile and can make us nervous about what kind of conversations we're getting involved in. And the experience we had within the initiative is that what we were trying to achieve wasn't always understood, but when it was, what was possible was really exciting. And I think the initiative created many, many conversations that were genuinely transformative for the sector, and hopefully that's the type of space Benefax can open up as well. I do remember some of those fears, those that were realised as well as those that weren't. Some people in the room who were involved in the initiative will remember one particular newspaper headline which says that the poverty industry had been targeted in a report. That was our report. So it wasn't exactly the kind of headline I was hoping for when we did that particular launch. And as you can imagine, the impact of that took a little while to unravel. But in retrospect, thinking about it now, I think actually that was really good for us, and it was really good for the initiative, because it caused us to delve more deeply into what we were doing. Now that said, I probably wouldn't have had that view at the time. So I just wanted to share three very quick lessons about what we learned from the advocacy initiative, about some of those risks and how to manage them, that I think might be useful for Benefax as it moves into this next stage. The first is that it's really important that our sector isn't condemned for being open and honest about our limitations and trying to address them. I mean, there are many thousands of entries in this database, and they're often very small, very under-resourced organisations. And their first priority, as the Minister said, is serving the people that they were established to help. So if the people behind those organisations can put up their hands and say, you know what, maybe we can do some of this a little bit better, then we need to support and reward that energy, because that's a really good thing. Second, it's really difficult to judge an entire, quite complicated sector if you only rely on one small part of the picture. And Benefax does capture some really important stuff and some really important information, and we've seen that already. But it's a microscope that focuses on particular details, and it's not a telescope that gives us a view of the entire sky. So in terms of the overall objectives of the sector, it's worth bearing that in mind. Finally, One of the experiences that we had is that it's sometimes possible to get distracted by the wrong story. And we can use Benefax to highlight some of the very real challenges facing the sector. And this is a sector which is trying to address some of the very, very complicated issues we face as a society. And we need to keep that to the fore. We need to keep that big picture to the fore, rather than necessarily rushing to say, well, you know what, this organisation hasn't ticked all of these boxes or hasn't done this. And so it's about that. It's about that overall picture. And I'm reminded of the quote that when you light a candle, you also cast a shadow. And so we just need to hold that balance in mind as we look at how to use that tool. Now, having said all that, I certainly don't think it's a good idea to shoot the messenger. And as others have already said, Benefax tells some really, really positive stories about the sector. But it's also going to highlight some challenges, and those are going to be real challenges that we all need to get our head around. But what the advocacy initiative taught me is that as a sector, when we put our mind to it, we're really good at taking on some really tricky issues and making progress with them while keeping sight of the bigger picture of what we're about. And I think that's really important. So the value of a tool like Benefax is the potential that it creates. what it's going to allow us as a sector to do. So our challenge is not to see Benefax as an end in and of itself, but rather as a means to an end. And of course, we can't be naive. There will be others who use it too, and they may not always have the sector's best interest at heart. But you know what? There's nothing terribly new in any of that either, and we're all familiar with that. So I think we can add Benefax to our toolbox as we continue to grow and reimagine our work in taking on the really devastating social and economic inequalities that we face as a society. Thank you very much.